Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
The winners are making their way to the finish line, and the Sox are on the field. Zoe and Beetle are live at Lucky Strike Social with Michelob Ultra, 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
I think he's going to keep his drive in the fairway. I don't think he can do it. And also, I don't think you can be 141st in the world under 10 feet putting and win at the Augusta. I don't think he can. He's 140. He's 141st in the world from inside 10 feet, and you can't win at Augusta. You got to make too many putts at Augusta from 7 and 8 feet to have any chance. Yeah. So I apologize. I didn't know there was a last one. I cannot see Tiger winning.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
That was Mike Francesa's prediction on the Masters and prediction on Tiger, followed up by him winning the Masters. And you heard Jim Nantz say many assumed or doubt.
I don't know.
How did he say it, Tom? Here, one more time. I'll have to go back here again.
But listen to real quick here, Tom.
But many doubted. Many doubted that he could do it.
I thought Nantz should have let it breathe more. I thought he jumped it. The return to glory. He jammed it in there.
Great. I thought he was
perfect. Ooh, I wanted to let it breathe.
No, it was great.
Let the place go nuts.
Perfect.
And then pop.
So this is the part I don't get. So everyone's mocking Mike Francesa today. If you don't have the Mike Francesas of the world doubting the guy, you don't have the great comeback story of he proved all the doubters wrong. Right?
There's a video
sitting there.
Oh,
what an idiot Mike Francesa is to say that. He thought Tiger couldn't win another Masters. Do you think he's alone on that?
No.
I
think people are mocking him because his reasoning. And Francesa, his whole thing is smarter than everybody else. And he's got the inside juice. But the fact is, Tiger had the sole possession of the lead back nine at the British. He had a real chance to win the PGA. What makes you think, just based on his world putting ranking at this moment, he is somehow not a contender for the next major championship that comes up? After he had the lead on the back nine at one, was in real contention for the next one. Here's the next one. He can't win? That's just dumb. I don't care what statistic you're quoting at that point. Right. It's just a silly thing to say. Well, what were your thoughts on Danny Willett winning a couple of years ago?
Better at just saying, I don't think he's got it in him.
What are the golfers?
I don't think he can hold up.
I don't think he's putting well enough right now to win. Okay, but there's no way a guy who's putting such and such in the world. Oh, stop it!
Right, it's sort of the fact that guy makes a million predictions and he's wrong quite a bit. Right. I think that might factor into this. But what, the fact that he didn't think he was going to win another Masters is some sort of hot, awful take. I don't know.
What are the golfers?
That's
says
his problem.
I'm most
you know that's Francesa's problem. He all he does is sit there and make all these predictions. Who gives a crap about your predictions? Stop making predictions.
Is that what sports radio is for? I thought it was for predictions.
We don't have anybody to talk to. He has no co-host. He's just talking to himself for 5 hours.
I don't think we do.
I don't think we do.
I mean, we'll say, I think this team's going to win the series.
But like some people in this business think you go out and you predict stuff.
Really?
I don't know.
I predicted a few guys are going to jack it this season, but that's about it.
I'll tell you what. If you're good at doing predictions, anybody in this business, you wouldn't be in this business. You'd be doing something else entirely.
So speaking of predicting,
yes,
apparently FanDuel ran some kind of refund promotion. Were you familiar with this, Beetle?
No, I was not. Tell me more.
Okay. They ran a refund promotion tied to their fantasy product. They lost $2 million when Tiger Woods won the Masters yesterday. Oh. The Westgate Las Vegas Superbook lost nearly $100,000, its worst result ever for the Masters. William Hill, U.S., lost, quote, seven figures. Nick Bogdanovich of William Hill, U.S., said, it's great to see Tiger back. It's a painful day for William Hill, our biggest golf loss ever, but a great day for golf. Now, people have lost a lot of money on Tiger over the years because he hasn't won in so long. So they're very happy to take the action on Tiger Woods for the last...
I was going
to
say, how much have they won over the past 12 years?
Oh, they've crushed it because people have been betting him every year for all those years.
At FanDuel Sportsbook, 21% of the futures bets placed on the Masters were on Woods to win it all. A slanted total that resulted in a net loss of more than $1 million. They also ran a promotion where it promised to refund all entries if Woods won the tournament. That resulted in another $1 million being paid back to FanDuel customers.
So these FanDuel, this FanDuel, like that's the New Jersey one, right? Or is that's one of the states that they're in?
Yeah,
they're running
one of the
a
states.
Lot of these refund deals on these bets, and they're getting so much promotion for this. It's worth the advertising, the free advertising they're getting to run these promotions. And some people are upset about this. We were talking about this a couple with the NCAA tournament. And people are, like, legitimately upset and not using their service because if they're just going to refund people and stuff, they don't want to go to them. They want to gamble. Like, they want their money to be gambled.
Yeah.
If they lose, they lose. If they win, they win.
Well, it's because you got a bunch of, problem gamblers there who can't win. It's because they know they're doing something wrong. I know a little bit about this. And if you get up a little bit, you feel guilty for benefiting from something that you know you shouldn't be doing. So you give it all back subconsciously.
So you don't walk away and buy purses.
Right. Mm. Well, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
William Hill, Beetle?
Yeah.
Somebody in Nevada placed an $85,000 bet on Tiger to win at 14-1. That paid out $1.2 million, biggest liability on a single golf wager in William Hill's seven-year history of taking bets in the U.S.
That's some balls right there, because you got to have the mindset that, okay, I don't have 80, I'm not going to see this 85 grand again.
Right.
You don't put that down thinking, okay, I'm going to win it. You just say, okay, 14-1. He's good. He could catch fire. That 14-1 number, if that's 6-1, he's not doing it.
Here's a really nice car. I guess here's a really nice car that I'm willing to never see again. $1.2 million paid out.
Yeah.
MGM says they didn't lose. They said they were a small loser to Tiger before the start, but they were able to fade it over the course of the tournament.
Have you been watching Action like I told you to watch?
Not yet.
Showtime. Check it out, Action.
Not
it's
yet.
A good show. So you'd even like it. Yeah. You should watch it. It's like a reality show. Zoe would enjoy it.
I don't want to take this down a different path either.
What do you mean?
It really started to bug me yesterday.
What?
It was the Game of Thrones tweets and the anticipation
don't do it.
For it.
Don't
and
do
the
it.
Swords and the snow.
See, this is
and
your
the
problem.
Empire.
This
and
is your problem.
The New England Patriots put Thomas Edward Brady, king of his throne, touchdown master of touchdown passes. What? What are you doing?
Why can't you just let those people enjoy their thing?
See, I
it's
am.
Not for you. It's not for me. I don't watch it. I tried. It's just not my type of show. But I don't begrudge anyone who's into it.
Right. It's like the people who want to, like, crap all over what Tiger did yesterday. You don't like Tiger. You don't like
Jim Murray?
You don't like golf. Whatever. Okay. So just leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Jim Murray said he's a despicable human being.
I don't even know if I don't like
Game
of Thrones.
That's not what he said.
What he said in his tweet.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, it was something. The word despicable
no,
was in there.
He said he has nothing to do with Tiger in his personal life. He says it has everything to do with him being
a
robot.
Oh, what about Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, I don't think he likes him either.
Oh, good. Good for
you. Jim Murray put, this is on Tiger, when someone said, whatever happened to, as long as someone doesn't harm women, children, or animals. And Jim said, my hatred of Tiger literally has nothing to do with his cheating and womanizing. Couldn't care less about that. He's a disingenuous fraud, an emotionless robot who I enjoy rooting against.
Disingenuous fraud. An emotionless robot. That's where Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas say, hold my beer.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Emotionless robot. I think I got you on this one.
There was one little thing yesterday that Tiger did not do, and I appreciated it. See how he did not reach for a single hand?
Yes, walking
that
up.
That reached out from the crowd to give him a high five?
He smiled and took it all in. It's hard. That's hard not
and
to
And let me tell you, if he did it.
You got to stop for everybody.
Do you know what I would say? Oh, you fraud. You're just like Jordan Spieth. Oh, yeah, I'm going to love the fan. Let me tell you. Not who he is. That's not who he's ever been. He stayed true to form.
Let me tell you something about those people reaching out like that.
Yeah.
Those are the morons that walk the course, really.
One time I was close enough to Tiger on the golf course in the middle of a tournament where I would have been in range to do that. And it was at the Deutsche Bank. This is going back about 12 years ago. It was about 2007. And he had started the day two strokes back to Vijay Singh. He had erased that two-stroke deficit. He had eagled both the par fives on the front nine, and he was rolling. And Vijay was on the ropes early on. And Tiger had the look, and he had the walk, and he had the stare. We positioned ourselves after one green as he is walking away to the next tee box, and he is walking by. I would have sooner stuck my hand out to a live rattlesnake to pet it than I would have reached my hand out to get a high five from Tiger Woods. There was something about that guy that told me,
don't touch him.
Give him a wide berth. Let's let that man come through here and just kind of do what he's doing, because it's got nothing to do with you. It's a singular pursuit. It's one man out there doing everything by himself against the course, against the other player. One guy.
Yay! High five! High five, Tiger! A good par save.
Give me some.
High five.
Why don't you stick your hand back over the ropes and leave him alone? The man's out here.
I'm with you.
The man's out there trying to do something.
I like how he didn't give in.
That we can barely comprehend.
We'll pick this up.
High five.
We'll pick this up.
That was a good putt. That was a good putt.
With your calls.
Shut up.
After the action update, don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Sports Hub app. It's Marathon Monday. Zolak and Bertrand are live at Lucky Strike Social at Fenway. Sponsored by Michelob Ultra on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Would be up there because one of the hardest I think I've ever had to win, just because of what has transpired the last couple of years of trying to come back and play. And I was close last year a couple times with a chance in the last two major championships, and then I applied what I learned from those two and was able to seal the deal today.
Live from Jillian's Lucky Strike, right behind Fenway Park, brought to you today by Michelob Ultra, live from great little spot here.
Yeah.
Great pregame
spot. Space. We love it.
Great postgame spot. I suggest you come check it out. Hit the arcade.
Arcade's great.
All of it. They're brought to you today by Michelob Ultra. Live fit, live fun, live ultra. You were going to say something.
Just Tiger, you know, walking up these alleys to where these fans are on both sides. He's so conditioned over the years just to, you know, blow through it. There was a point in one of his previous tournaments where one of the kids had a shirt on that had his mugshot from his arrest. And Tiger made eye contact and winked and smiled. Like, he's a new guy now. Where he takes it in, I think he's recognizing some of the stuff. You see him enjoying it, and he shakes a couple hands.
I gotta say, there was a point where he gave some high fives. Someone sent us a video.
It could be people he recognizes that have been there. But at the end, my favorite part again was at the end when it's not the previous past year's winner standing there waiting to don the next new green jacket on him. All the golfers that were hanging around Butler Cabin there waiting for him to come in. Happy for him to finish, and Tiger going over and high-fiving, what, already 12 different guys all different ranges.
Ready? Hold on. You'll see it in this video. He gets one there, and then he gets a few more up ahead.
Oh, sure.
A couple minutes
into after
it.
The round.
Yeah, after the fact.
During the round, can I have a high-five? No, you may not.
No.
There's a man working here. Step aside. Let the man come through.
What are the odds if Dan Alpern was on, one of our sales guys was on the client trip, high-five? Cocked back behind the ear, he would have gone out of his way to high-five Tiger. You know the high-five would have been coming. Just give me some skin on it, you know? But my favorite part here, prior to all this stuff, was Phil Mickelson driving up Magnolia Lane on Masters weekend.
Oh.
Where, if you want to talk about analytics of golf.
Yeah.
when you hit bombs and the best drives that you have off the tee, the longest drives, which ones result in lower scores, it's here at Augusta.
How did that work out for Johnny Jive-ass?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering.
He calls it Johnny Jive-ass, but he makes the turn. He's driving up, and you see, it's a pretty cool shot. He's driving his Tahoe, and somebody's filming him. And he nails it. He, like, hits the post, meaning takes it right to the end. And that's what you get on Masters weekend. There's nothing better. I'm going to hit bombs, and I'm going to go after. We're going to stick pins. It's I love the video. I like Phil. That's golf for me. Tiger, Phil, VJ, Ernie Els back in the day. That's when golf was big, man. And it just, you had the feeling like it was back again this weekend.
I
know golf didn't go anywhere. I'm not trying to be stupid here, but I want to watch one shot of this weekend if this guy wasn't in it.
I like watching Phil, too. But anytime Phil starts speaking, yeah, I just immediately start rolling my eyes. Because someone asked him, did you notice that both Phil and Tiger were chewing gum? Like,
yeah,
active gum chewers.
Why was Tiger chomping on the gum?
Okay, well.
Likes gum.
It's gum. Now, he said, he's like, I don't know, like, lately I get so hungry on the golf course. He goes, it curbs my appetite. So that's one thing. Phil was asked about it, too. You know what Phil said?
What?
Oh, it stimulates the frontal cerebral cortex and the cognitive such and such and all this stuff. Oh,
I love the Phil Bugs. I love the Phil Bugs Hardy.
What does the CBD oil do for him?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. What's that all about?
He's sore, man.
Like that.
It's not illegal.
No, I
put a little drop under his tongue.
Yeah. Phil's going to be hitting bombs and drop putts. He shot 72 on Sunday.
It'd be like us at the Super Bowl. When Kyle Turley came by with all his CBD oil and stuff, and we're doing stuff, and we were whacking it.
We had a much better back nine.
We went loopy after that.
No, it's just CBD. It's not the psychotropic. It's just the CBD.
I was feeling good.
I felt great.
The placebo effect.
I don't think you're supposed to eat the whole bag of gummies. We ate the whole bag.
It was good, but good bag.
Oh, the gummies are different. The oil is just the droplets are just the gummies. Yeah. I don't think the droplets have THC in them.
We should have them with Rich. So. Rich can't get high. It's crazy.
Who?
Rich certainly, but can't get high.
What do you mean he never got high?
He says
he's tried and he can't get high. I don't know.
Never heard of such a thing.
Send him over to my place on Friday.
Yeah.
I got Big Perm coming, Big Worm coming by.
You pay him all red, he'll be showing up. you fucker.
I can't take Phil, like, you know, once again, like, this is how it's done.
That was close.
Gaylord
Falker.
If you're going to be, like, a know-it-all, then at least go out there and back it up every once in a while. And he just... He's insufferable. That's why. That's like the other pros say the same thing about him. Yeah, he's a generous guy. He tips well. As long as you're not the guy who gave him the insider trading tip and you sell him out and send him to federal prison for 5 years.
How about him breaking Kuchar's balls too on the way in on that video?
He's a pretty generous guy, and I think he is entertaining and obviously hell of a golfer. He's fun to watch. But that video, Zoe's like, this thing is awesome. I watched it. I couldn't even watch it because my eyes were rolled so far into the back of my head watching Phil
it's
once again.
It's a golf snob here.
It has nothing to do with being a golf snob. That doesn't even make any sense. What are you talking about? Phil's the one being a golf snob, talking about it. This is how it's done at Augusta. Did you shoot even par? Then what? If you had the game plan so dialed in for Sunday, why'd you go out there and shoot 72? Because he's full of it. He's always been full of it. It's what he's known for. They call him Fig Jam. F, I'm great, just ask me. That's his nickname. Everything about him, he's like, he just knows everything about whether it's sports betting, about how to win at Augusta, why you chew the gum. Oh, enough already, Phil.
Eric is in North Carolina today. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys? I missed you.
Hey.
Hey.
What, you got a drone?
You got a drone?
Okay, he sounds like his phone cut out.
Oh.
Matt is in the truck. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I watched that tournament yesterday from the get-go. Seemed to me like Molinari changed his approach from his first three rounds and almost went into, like, a prevent defense. And
seemed,
like I said, about six holes in, I was like, Tiger's got this thing because the guy's not playing his game.
Mentally, he was off his game.
Oh, he was pretty mistake-free through that front eight or nine, right, Hardy? He started thinking. I thought he overthought 12.
I don't think it's a bad move to go in there and just try and play tee to green at Augusta if you've got the lead. If you got sole possession of the lead on
three-stroke lead almost you, at the turn.
You wait for other guys to make mistakes while they're trying to go after pins that they shouldn't go after.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, you know, they're hitting driver where maybe they were just content with the three-wood all week. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to. No, make the other guys make mistakes in their attempt to chase you. So I don't have a problem with it. I didn't have really a problem with anything he did, quite frankly. The fact is he just fell apart, and he started falling apart on 12, much like we saw Jordan Spieth do a couple of years ago. Hell, it made me like Jordan Spieth better. I thought Jordan Spieth was a completely untouchable robot until he completely went down his pants and put two in the water back when Spieth lost the lead on the back nine at Augusta. For Molinari, it was like one errant tee shot, and it was problematic because you had Tiger Woods playing in your group, and he was already close.
Eric is back. Eric, what do you got?
Yeah, sorry, guys. I had a little issue there. No, Hardy, did you even know I was a big golf guy? I don't even know if I've told you that in the past.
Who is this?
Eric from North Carolina.
Eric from Charlotte. Come on,
guys. I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know. No, Eric, I did not know.
Wake up.
Ultimately,
did you get a new phone number? And you're coming up as a new caller.
It says wah, 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 wah.
No, I still got my 781 Saugus baby, North Shore.
All right.
I just wanted to call in because I think the best thing about yesterday, I mean, you know, everybody felt like it was 2001 again, but you don't see this in pro sports a lot when people go down that path and things start snowballing with, you know, substance abuse and personal life issues. I think it's just a really great story that people can look at and be like, hey, you know, people can come back from stuff like that. Because I thought he was dead in the water a couple years ago with the car incident and all that stuff, guys. You
there's
know?
A video circling around on Facebook of Tiger sitting there. And he's sitting there and he's watching a three-minute video of everybody, including guys like Stephen A. Smith. And they got clips of all Dan Patrick, you name all of them. Tiger's dead. I view him as a former golfer, and he's sitting there smiling as one of the motivational things heading into the Masters. Again, he almost called this a couple months ago as one of the golfers says, I feel most comfortable at Augusta. Like, that's where you should feel the least comfortable. That course should eat you alive.
I mean, Freddie Couples is the only one I can think of. He won there. I mean, Nick Faldo, I think he probably felt pretty comfortable.
You think
there.
Greg Norman feels comfortable there?
No.
One of the greatest things we've
seen. His life fell apart. It was self-induced.
Yep.
It fell apart. It fell completely apart. And he's put it back together on the course at the very least. That's what we know. That's what we know about.
And is that what you root for?
His falling apart in his personal life coincided with his professional life falling apart too. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
But the physical aspect of the comeback, the four back surgeries, and finally just the fusion. Finally, just fuse them together and I'll figure it out. There's a couple of analysts who said over the weekend, Hank Haney might have been one of them, who said, when he did that, I said, anyone else would say no. It's not going to be able to put in the amount of work that it would take to be able to play golf again after having fusion surgery. It's just, it's too drastic and it's too much of a change to, you know, where you've done something one way your entire life, since the age of two on the Mike Douglas show, we're out there swinging, and finally you're literally going to fuse part of your back together, and you're going to go and try and relearn how to play golf. So there's only one guy I would guess would be able to do it, and he did it, and that was Tiger.
I have a question for you. I was watching him warm up on the driving range, so his caddy's wiping the balls, handing him the balls. There's an older gentleman with a hat on standing behind him watching. Is that a swing coach? That's not Hank Haney, right?
No. No, don't know.
Like who would have that?
We got some
inner circle thing there.
Football items to address today. A number of items to get to.
He was trying to break.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Sorry.
Look at a clock.
Is this
a
song? What clock?
Mind.
Yeah, I'm driving to. We don't have one here.
What's that?
Oh, we're late. Watch. Oh my.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I think I just emergency dialed your phone.
Oh, Jesus.
They canceled that.
Yeah, thanks.
Hardy has headlines. We're back from Jillian's.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelpLineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are back at Lucky Strike Social at Fenway for Marathon. Marathon Monday, sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Live fit, live fun, live ultra on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, we got a grab bag of NFL items that we want to address. Going to get to a few items here. Let's do it in rapid-fire fashion. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll start with this. We did not talk about it Friday. Chris Hogan gone. One-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. Mike Reese wrote this over the weekend. Hogan's departure. He says, although not a carbon copy, I see some similarities between the free agent departures of Chris Hogan in 2019 and Wes Welker in 2013. In both cases, my belief is the Patriots had explored extensions well before each player became a free agent, but the initial financial gap was so wide in each case that it ultimately resulted in too much ground to make up. Specific to Hogan, by the time free agency began, I sensed that both player and team viewed a fresh start as the best approach. I haven't seen the specifics of Hogan's one-year deal, but it was relayed to me that he received just a $300,000 signing bonus and has a chance to earn a maximum of $2 million, which stood out as extremely modest based on what his expectations were at this time last year.
Well, it says a lot based on the fact that a guy like Patrick Chung gets an extension, gets handed a $4 million signing bonus. Gostkowski gets that type of signing bonus coming back of $2 million plus. Goes to show you really what they thought of Hogan and the fact that look how long it took him to sign. And really, it's a one-year deal. One-year deals are team-friendly deals that you bring a guy in. He said, okay, we're going to take a shot, and if it works out, you know, you might have something built in roster-wise or from an incentive angle to where maybe you can make some more money on it. But the fact Hogan was out there this long, made the comment of his agent saying, maybe back up the Brinks truck, get him paid, get him some money. Here's the sad part about Chris Hogan.
What?
People are going to forget the type of catches he made in that Jacksonville AFC title game a year ago, the one-handed catch in Kansas City, the
Pittsburgh game.
The Pittsburgh game. Jacksonville week two, where really he was your only receiver down there when they got their ass kicked this past year. And that Super Bowl comeback where you had to go to the outside when they started to muddy the middle of the field up with that one robber, and now you're kicking outside to Mitchell and Hogan.
Listen, so
Hogan wasn't, not as a one or two, but as a three or four. He was a good role guy here.
Yeah.
And all you're going to remember about him is getting locked up in the Super Bowl.
I don't think so.
Oh, people, everybody I've talked about Chris Hogan, oh, it's good he's gone. He couldn't run past anybody in the Rams game. The Rams defense is good.
I think is more memorable? The fact that he had all kinds of opportunity in the first month of the season and didn't do jack squat after his agent went on that podcast with Manziel and Casey Smith and ran his mouth off about bags of money.
Going to
get bags of money for Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
How many bags of money did he get in Carolina?
One.
He spent the entire year disgruntled, pissed off the entire year. And so now the Patriots were, going to bring back a guy that it appears nobody else in the league really wanted? And to what, bring him back and be all bent out of shape again? See ya, man.
Yeah.
He is totally replaceable. Absolutely replaceable. Not worried about them moving on from Chris Hogan.
That's the Reese's point to where they knew they were going after Danny Amendola Edelman. Over Walker.
I think they have a dire need at the position. And it's still, to me, not a major loss for them. That's one item. Yeah. Patrick Chung, extension.
Nice extension. It's my man. I see him all the time.
Through 2021 and 31 years old, he's...
What a revival late in his career. Resurgence. Seriously. Maybe you played the guy out of position early in his career when you drafted him out of Oregon to come here. Goes elsewhere after the Indianapolis loss in the Super Bowl.
Wasn't he one of the benefits of the new NFL? Like, his position became important.
Hybrid.
Yes. Wasn't drafted to be this, but the NFL has evolved into something that he's very important now.
Yeah, the way the league has changed has helped
him.
He's
like a small linebacker.
Yeah.
When I saw this, I saw the one-year extension. I look at it as continuing to give a guy a bump who they like and is a big part of their system, but also a cap maneuver. Likely lowers his cap a little bit, and they're trying to find every last drop of cap space for something.
Get that Brady deal.
What's that for? That's what I thought. I thought, all right, they're going to all their guys. They went to Gilmore. Now they went to Chung and said, hey, we'll give you a little bump, and then we're going to move some money around. you know, could there be a few more of these little tiny maneuvers?
And one giant one coming, maybe.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, in anticipation of something more significant. To
well, the Brady would be the giant.
To have some room available to do some things.
Yeah.
If they clear Brady, they could clear. They could have upwards of, like, I don't know, two elite salaries coming this way.
No, they won't have that much because they're only going to save, at most with Brady, like $4 or $5 million.
But if you clear him.
Oh, you're talking about.
He's talking about clearing.
What's that?
No, he's talking about if they extend Brady.
Oh, I thought you were talking about clearing Brady. I thought you meant clear the contract.
Clear that $27 million number.
Because I know Greg Bedard brought it up about pressing a reset button.
The number could change, but it's not going to change enough to provide that.
I'm talking about for this season, not for next season.
Yeah, no,
for this season.
I don't think it's going to clear that much space.
No.
It's going to clear some. It would help. Or are they looking to get every little, you know.
Can we all agree they're not making 12 draft picks? There's no chance they actually make 12 draft picks.
Well, here's my other thought is, are they doing it because they're willing to, they want to free up more money to make a trade or make something, a splash of some sort? Or are they just freeing it up to be able to carry Brady's cap number through the year? Because they still need some space in there for draft picks, for maybe a trade of some sort. You could still use the space. So is it related to Brady or not? That's what I wonder. I do wonder about that. So those are a couple of things. We got more. Four things to get to in the NFL, including a possible triple header on a Saturday in the league, among other league items, if you don't mind. I know you hate talking football, so.
I hate it.
Yeah, we'll keep doing it next from Jillian's Lucky Strike on Marathon Monday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The winners are making their way to the finish line, and the Sox are on the field. Noah and Beetle are live at Lucky Strike Social with Michelob Ultra on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Drunk.
There was someone who just came across the finish line, just got helped across the finish line.
Look hammered.
He was drunk. There's no other explanation.
Look at this nut coming down the middle with his arms fall.
He looked like everyone other than Tekashi in the tricycle race in Revenge of the Nerds. He's doing a beer every lap. He's doing a shot every mile marker. They came here.
Are we at the part of the marathon yet where regular people are crossing? You know, and not like world's most
real people.
Elite marathon runners.
People running for people are running for causes.
These are all athletes.
You're still
the most elite
these
runners are through, right?
These people look legit. They're still moving. These people coming across now.
These aren't fundraisers.
Well, they might be.
They might be, but they're all really good runners.
Yeah.
They're still moving at the end. They're moving at the end of 26.
Seeing the large packs.
No, these guys are
These moving. Are not professional marathon runners. These are people that are very athletic who happen to be running a marathon today.
I don't know.
Right.
These are still pretty good here.
The guys, the Ethiopians, the Kenyans, they all have sneaker deals. This is what they do.
Yeah.
Right. This is their job. You know, they travel the world and have, you know, what do you call them? Marketing deals.
Yeah.
Shoe deals, all that stuff.
I'm running next year. Put 98.5 all over me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You've said many times you have no interest in ever.
Zero.
You don't understand people's interest.
No, I understand running for causes now. I do. I didn't before. I really didn't. And, you know, what happened on that awful day to the exact date, that's the first time the marathon falls on the exact same date of the awful finish a couple of years ago. Was that 4 years now? 4 or 5?
Well,
all right, how fast can we go through these football things?
Let's go.
But you can't see yourself running it if it weren't for any kind of a cause?
No. No,
just
I
for the sheer, I did
There's no reason to say I want to put my subject my body to that type of pain.
To say that you could do it.
To train through it. No. No. No.
See, I understand why people do it. I just don't think I could do it.
I could probably do it if I train properly.
So could do it. So's an athlete.
Yeah. I mean,
you could do it.
I could run long. I used to run.
How about like a 10K?
I used to run the best. I would never stretch. Yeah. I would never warm up. I would always do the best mile on the team. You put that thing on 9 and I could just go.
Okay, it's 26.2.
I understand that. But if I I'm saying if I train properly, I think I have the mental fortitude. I could do it.
Brewski's running it today. Third time he's done it.
Yeah.
Third. He said third and final time. He said he won't do it again after this year.
It's the training. I mean, you got to do like the 13-mile half marathons, you know, every once in a while here. It's just that stuff mentally wears on you, man. Guy's knees.
The people that I know that are running today have all been running 20 miles every time they go out for the last, like, 3 months.
Well, there's, I mean, you build up
there's
to that.
There's so much work that goes into doing
it
today.
Yeah, there's, like, a couple of, like, agreed-upon best ways of doing it. And those long runs, to me, that's the always been the thing that's stuck in my head more than anything. All right, I'm going to go out on my 3-hour training run today. I just think I would be bored out of my mind. I can't be alone with my thoughts for 3 hours. I don't have any podcast that I want to listen to.
Eric Fisher's running.
You know, Jim could run a marathon. He loves podcasts.
Jim could do it.
I just, when Hardy just said 3 hours every day, I just thought of him on the golf course. Like, no, I'm going to run instead. Instead of going to play a round of golf.
Totally different.
No, thanks.
And no, that's what I need. Would you choose to run or choose to play hours of golf?
I got time for 9, baby. I don't do 3 hours on the golf course.
No.
Oh, ready?
If you're running a marathon, you'd have no time for the golf course.
NFL considering pre-Christmas tripleheader on NFL Network. The Saturday before Christmas, tripleheader in the NFL. Would you do it?
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Absolutely.
Why would they not do this?
It's an early Christmas gift.
What's the reason against that?
I love
before
the Saturday.
The big bowl games.
It.
It's before all the big bowl games.
They used to do
between.
This. They used to do this.
I remember that. We used to play on these
They're
days.
Talking about playing 3. Yes. That's a yes for me.
Absolutely.
Now, here's another one. Brett Favre says Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy should have won more together. True or false?
True.
Absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Completely agree with that.
When you argue to be the best guy, the best at the position, and a lot of people put Rodgers there, 1-1-1-1-1, all of them, yeah, you should win more. Shouldn't miss the playoffs, ever.
Steven Goskowski was, according to him, his quotes this weekend, 100% wanted to be back with the Patriots.
Totally.
I don't think anyone doesn't believe that. But he's back. I think that was absolutely...
I think the Niners' interest late in the game...
Was the case?
Swung the pendulum a little
more. That was real.
That was real.
And he had interest from inside, not knowing if he was coming back. Had to.
Yeah.
Got no choice. If you're a free agent... And you don't have a deal. You got to go make visits.
He did the USO tour in Korea, too.
Yes.
Which is, you know, amazing.
Okay. And then there was this from one more Patriots thing before a larger picture NFL thing that we will attack full force. South Carolina's Deebo Samuel visited with the Patriots at the end of last week, left the facility taking a selfie video of himself saying, "Hey, Billy, see you in a month, my man." And then went on NFL Network and discussed the visit.
Right.
In studio.
With Baldinger.
On NFL Network. Is that how not to get drafted by the Patriots 101?
Pretty much.
I don't know. What did he reveal?
He didn't reveal anything other than to say.
Billy, the disrespect of Billy.
It's just.
He takes that video.
Know.
Hey, coach, had a great trip. Can't wait to get to work next, you know, in a month with Tommy. You'll see you in a month.
I like it.
And
I want them
what?
To draft that guy.
Do you know what?
I want that guy now.
Do too. I like the guy, a little swagger. But
the fact that he did it, Jim, totally means they're going to draft him now.
Yeah.
It's exactly what's going to play out.
Yeah, means the visit went really well.
Yeah. And so I just look at it and go, what are you doing? But you're right. He didn't reveal anything other than to say, hey, everyone thinks that Bill Belichick is a super serious, like really hard guy. He goes, I found him to be like, you know, I don't know what he said. But he said,
he smiled,
all smiles,
laughed, yeah,
nice.
Joking.
A good guy.
Plus, he's got this odd dressing habit of wearing very, very small jackets, like little boy jackets.
And very tight pants.
And I think he'd be fun to be around.
I think that's like what's in, though. Yeah, I think he's a fashionable dude.
No.
No?
Not many people walk around with a jacket that's too short on and pants are... Hardy,
this?
Do you have that in your closet?
No, that's not what you or I are wearing, but, you know.
It's Bob Soucy's jacket on. And not the Mr. Sid kind. Yeah. Guys on the team will take care of that.
I think that's some sort of look. I don't know what's trendy and what's
I guess.
Fashionable.
Listen, they're going to be missing something with Gronk being gone. The more guys you can get in like this, I feel like if that can play.
Keep a light clubhouse.
Good. Yes, you need people to do that.
Cocky. Get some swagger.
I hear you. So that was one other thing Patriots related. The only non-Patriots thing left is Russell Wilson. We discussed this story last week, so we have to revisit this. And why don't we do that coming up in 90 seconds, though? Because it feels like there are people pushing for what Russell Wilson to no longer be in Seattle. We'll get to that next okay. after these headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.